Where does a loo start and end?
Oh, you got money. Oh, you cute. You think you got it wrapped up with you? I got it on me.
High Mystery.
Hello, and welcome to High Mystery.
High Mystery.
Welcome.
Huzzah, I'm Leanne.
Huzzah, indeed.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
Huzzah, I'm Tristan.
Fun. Okay. Well, I'm about to light, we're a couple joints in, so this is fun. Blunts in. But this is a joint. This is a Diablo joint. I got this for $8.
Diablo.
My Olympic 25. I gotta give a shout out to them. They always hook me up, and I don't know if this is gonna work, but I'm giving a shout out because it seems worth it. It's hash wax flour, and it's covered in kief.
Yay.
And it's 1.3 grams, and it's just so much better than the half gram I paid $12 for last time.
It's
which I regret deeply.
It's like the friend you say, come on over, and they show up with food and like a new video game. And why not a gift for you as well?
yeah, the best kind of friend. And I'm not saying that's me, but it's who I want to be.
Change now.
You can't be that person every time, my God.
You know?
Yes, you can, Colin. Change now.
Change now.
We're all getting there. We're all a work in progress. Anywho, this is a little dingleberry of a mystery. It's a little teeny one.
It's just clinging on. It's just it's just hanging behind.
And the reason for that is because it's called Why Do Sloths Poop on the Ground?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm already invested. I know a lot about sloths.
Yeah, love sloths.
Like, I'm trying to picture them pooping anywhere else. Like, they're mostly hanging from trees.
Right.
Like, where else is it going to go? Just, like, onto themselves?
Well, you'd think that if they're, you know, like, hanging from trees, it could
just
fall out their butthole. And then
it would land on the
ground.
Don't
have to worry about it, you know? Easy peasy, right? And
sloths
are all about easy peasy. Like, that's the idea. You spend as little energy as possible. I'm going to get to it. Here we go.
For sure, for sure.
This is hard to do and light. I'm gonna have you
can pause
Robert.
The story.
I can pause the story.
Yeah.
Rob, light that blunt.
Thank you, Rob.
Light that blunt. Light that blunt. It's really a joy.
I was just about to say.
A spade is a spade.
I mean, yeah, you can wax that, put keef on it all you want. It's still a joy.
That's true. But yeah, I know I've seen on like nature documentaries with David Attenborough narrating that it is one of the only times sloths come to the ground is to...
Are you going to let me read my goddamn mystery?
No, I'm going to help you with your mystery.
You're going to say things I was going to say. You already know them. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I already said it.
Yeah, you did.
They come down to the ground like once a week or so and poop.
Dang, they hold it for a whole week?
I think so. Their metabolisms are so slow.
How slow are they?
They spend like 22 hours a day sleeping.
You are correct, sir.
So exactly so, Colin. And I'm so sorry. Got defensive.
There's plenty of mystery to go around.
Plenty of mystery. Everybody has tonight. Lapping it up. Okay. Sloths are famous for their unusual and bizarre bathroom habits. All kinds of sloths, both two-fingered, Colopus, and three-fingered, Bradipus.
Bradipus.
Yeah,
Bradipus. A three-fingered Brad? I knew that guy in high school.
Bradipus.
What's up, I'm three-fingered Brad?
It's actually Bradipus.
Bradipus?
Yeah.
What's up? I'm three-finger Brady Puss.
There it is.
Captain of the football team.
I'm here for the 4th of July to tell you about the dangers of playing with fireworks.
Anyway, both kind of sloths only defecate once a week. And for some strange reason, they only do it on the ground. And for a sloth, that's kind of a big deal because a sloth's entire lifestyle is based around avoiding detection and using as little energy as possible.
I would think that taking a shit on the ground, unlike, you know, near the tree or wherever, is probably protecting them because it's, they're not, the smell of their shit's not in the branches where they are. So people aren't thinking to climb up for the sloth. They're thinking, where is the sloth around
me? Yeah.
Why would it be in the branches, though? Because if they're hanging and we're just like, you know, like birds, it just goes straight down.
I mean, if you're climbing down anyways.
They only climb down to poop because they're much, actually, they're much safer up in the trees. Their predators are on the ground.
Right.
So that's like the question. Why do they come down to poop?
I'm thinking it just takes, you know, they're not great at multitasking. You know, like hanging on and then concentrating on having a good poop, too difficult.
Yeah, once a week poop, I can't imagine.
I mean, maybe that's where they meet, like, you know, the opposite sex, and that's where, you know.
You're here taking a poop.
Yeah, because otherwise they're just staying in one spot, not really interacting with any of the other sloths.
Well, that is another reason that sloths will come down to the ground is if they have to, like, cross a stream or something to get to a mate, or because they're leaving, you know, a controlled territory or to defend their own territory or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea because then you don't want some sloth climbing up the tree that you're shitting all around. So they'd be like, oh, there's some sloth shit already. I got to go to another tree.
It's a deterrent.
Yeah,
who likes shit?
Lou.
Shout out to Lou.
He's asleep.
Lou likes dumps. It's a dumb thing. It takes the sloth an entire month to digest just one leaf.
Damn.
Meaning they don't have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to expending energy. Descending from the safety of the canopy to the forest floor is not only energetically very costly, it's also suicide mission.
Whoa.
Sloths are extremely vulnerable to predation on the ground. And if that isn't enough, these animals can store up to a third of their body weight in feces.
Wow.
Lugging that extra weight around is no easy task when you're a sloth.
That's a heavy DM right there.
Yeah, do they expel all that?
And it's all fibrous?
That's what I'm saying. They expel it all, so it takes a minute.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
Look, it's not like a quick poop. I mean, whoever heard of a quick poop, right?
Like, how much does a sloth
weigh? Terrible. This is so uncomfortable. I mean, not very much, right?
Are they like
15 pounds?
Yeah, 15, 20. I mean, well, you
don't
have
know.
I don't know.
You,
but,
know
like,
that.
Yeah, a third of that? That would be insane. 5 pounds of dump?
That's a lot for a human,
well,
right?
I was gonna say,
is it? How much poop do we have?
Think about a third of your body weight.
Right?
Like, how much do you weigh? Divide that by three. You taking that dump? Like, go.
Man.
You are
Pass.
An unfortunate soul.
Mm-hmm.
Some sloths are up to 22 pounds. Other breeds are up to 14 pounds. So,
yeah,
that's a
5 to 6 pounds of dump.
Elevating your consciousness. It's High Mystery, bringing you over the highbrow.
Look at how we act.
We don't grab that low-hanging fruit. We jump real high to get it off the top branches.
And then sometimes
we
slip
fruit.
On the wrong fruit.
Tell us more about those sloths, man.
So, why do they bother? Must be a huge selective advantage to this weird routine. Like, it should be obvious to, like, why they're doing this. Yet, this remains a giant mystery about sloth behavior, and one that scientists have struggled to explain.
We're struggling to explain it! I can't explain it.
The sloths, they come down for a giant BM.
There's a theory. So, the theory, but is not widely accepted. A team of scientists from the University of Wisconsin suggests that this behavior all revolves around the humble sloth moth. Sloth moths are a group of moths that are found exclusively in sloth hair. Exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, because sloths get that, like, ecosystem growing on their back.
Yeah, they got special bacterias or
They turn green because stuff lives in their fur.
Oh, man. So you shouldn't pet them. That's why you don't pet them.
I think you can pet certain sloths, but maybe not wild ones.
I mean, I feel like the general rule of thumb is to, like, leave the wild animals alone.
Yeah, right.
Don't be petting any of the wild
animals.
Yeah,
don't pet wild animals. If you're at a zoo and someone tells you you can pet it, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, if that happens.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Like, at conservations and stuff where, like,
I saw a video of Kristen Bell.
Can't be released back into wilderness.
You saw a video of Kristen Bell?
I saw a video of Kristen Bell on Ellen, where she was like weeping because a sloth was going to be at her birthday. And I just wondered if she got to touch it.
I'm sure she did.
The video Bell. And Ellen didn't say. So, I don't know.
Ellen,
hit us up. Come on. Let us know.
Let us know.
Ellen, we know you're listening. Ellen.
She touched
you're
it.
You're listening to this poop episode.
Ellen, you're not that busy, are you?
When a sloth descends to the forest floor to defecate, the female moths crawl off the sloth and into the feces to lay their eggs. Here, the larvae feed and develop into adult moths before flying up into the canopy to find a sloth.
Aww.
That makes sense.
Kind of beautiful.
Wow.
But there's no reason that they need them, right? They don't know why sloths would want moths in their back.
Well, that's what they're suggesting, is that the sloths benefit from having the moths.
But they don't know why.
And so they risk life and limb to maintain that relationship.
Mm. Couldn't the moths just, like, fly down to the shit that drops down on the ground? And
feasibly. They're,
fly
they're
back
moths.
They fly up there,
right?
They believe that the presence of moths facilitates the growth of algae in the hair, from which the sloth gains nutrients.
Uh-oh.
It's considered an interesting idea and one that crossed, you know, yeah.
But
it
not,
doesn't
not a whole lot of legs
add
to
up. It is true that the sloths with the most algae tend to have more moths, but it's very unlikely that the sloths gain any benefit from the moths. So, I don't know. That's the theory.
Maybe they
work.
Just, you know, it's like they're friends.
The algae.
They don't move around much, so they got little moth friends.
Maybe they kind of clean their skin. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking that they just keep... I don't know, ticks at bay or something.
Right. Eat all the dead skin cells and little bugs and stuff like that, maybe.
The problem
like
is that
symbiotic relationship.
Sure. Like sloths in captivity don't have them.
And they're just fine.
And they're fine.
But do they have the algae?
They do not.
Mm-hmm.
They think they stimulate the algae and they don't have the algae. Actually, I don't know if they have the moths.
I wonder if maybe that's part of a defense mechanism. I mean, like, I know having the algae helps them blend in, so... Maybe they'd want to have the moths to facilitate the algae to help them blend in.
But that's, you know, and that's the theory, is that it helps with camouflage, but it's not essential for survival. So
right.
It's not.
I mean, who knows?
Worth, like, they're more likely to die taking a shit than they are being not camouflaged.
Gotcha.
So, like, we'll,
maybe that's something that sloths, like, coveted. You know, like, who has the dankest moths is, like, the most pimpin, you know, so like everyone wants the most moss. Everyone wants to be looking fly for all the other
sloths. Don't have it in captivity.
Well, yeah, because they're being bred by humans, you know.
Yeah.
They don't need to get it on in that way.
They yeah, they
need
don't,
to
they're
attract.
Getting fed. They don't need to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's their form of peacocking.
Mm-hmm.
They're just showing up, just trying to look good.
And they're willing to risk life and death to look good. And to take a solid BM.
I mean, maybe it's just that they got to take these giant poops, and the only position that it's comfy to do it in is like clutching the tree, at the base, and like letting their whole bottom half of their body hang down, like gravity pull it out of them, and they're just like, just having the worst, you know, like this is the only way they can put all of their body into this.
It's like, why, God, why did we evolve like this?
And
once a week?
They go one step further because they don't just take dumps at the base of trees. They take dumps at the same tree.
Oh,
it's like you'll
wow.
find trees covered in poop.
Yeah,
just
that seems like the
so
watering
So they need the mounds. Yeah.
Or maybe it, like, prevents other moths from climbing up that tree. You know, that's like we were saying, no one wants to walk through a bunch of poop to get... to the pit, the penthouse or whatever.
You mean it keeps other sloths from climbing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not moths.
Yeah,
they
sloths.
Want the moths.
Yeah.
They love the moths. Sloth, moth, moth,
well,
sloth. It's a sloth, moth.
You
moth,
know,
sloth.
You knew what I was.
Yeah, I was with you.
Who in the animal kingdom is a sloth predator?
Jaguars, panthers, eagles, anything big enough to carry them off. Maybe foxes.
But all just primarily wandering the grounds. There's no, like, flying.
Yeah, I think there are eagles that
eagles?
Will eat them
mm-hmm.
when they're smaller. Maybe not, like, a fully grown sloth. They definitely have some predators, though.
I mean, wouldn't, like, a jaguar smell their shit at the bottom of a tree and, like, climb up it?
But maybe it's, like, a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
this means the tree they're in, but it is their shit. I don't know if they're in their shit tree or if they're up. And then they go up in the leaves of it? But I bet not. I think maybe they travel to get to it. I feel like close.
Dang, so not only...
Jaguar could figure that out.
Do they have to go down, but then they have to walk a ways.
Yeah, I mean...
With a giant...
So no sloths are in the shit tree. That's just the where the panther goes up that tree and they're like, ah, fucking no sloths.
I walked through the
I feel like I wasted my time now.
It just said what I said basically, except it added snakes and humans.
Mm-hmm.
So jaguars, large birds of prey, snakes, and humans. I didn't realize humans ate sloths. Or maybe they
just capture or kill them.
Yeah, maybe that's
with
more
our,
the point.
Maybe we just kill their habitat
yeah.
also.
It does point out that sloths will attack predators or threats by swiping at them with their claws.
I love it.
Yeah, so sloths, they don't just lay down and let life go, you know.
Good
they
job,
got,
sloth.
They got some claws to fight with. Cheers, sloth.
Hey.
Is there anything else weird about how sloths poop or any theories? Or
well, it's the kind of... belief is that it's all about communication and reproduction, and that there are pheromones present in urine and feces that provide a lot of important information.
That makes sense.
Including the fact that there's interesting patterns between, like, a female's ovulation cycle and the patterns of defecation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely agree with the concept because, you know, dogs do the same thing, but I feel like if the the path of travel was in the trees and they were doing it in the trees, then they could still, that could still be a thing.
Accomplish
right.
the same thing, yeah.
Like, they wouldn't necessarily need to go to the ground for that.
But then you have all the downfalls and pitfalls of shitting in trees.
That's true.
I don't know. Birds manage it.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of other things, like, I don't know, just monkeys and stuff, they don't bother to come down to the ground.
I mean, I feel with, like, the right branch setup, you know, it would make pooping pretty easy.
I mean, maybe it's just difficult, you know, to be in a tree and squeeze out 6 pounds.
Yeah, because when I think of, like, sloth mechanics and the way they hang, they're always, you know, on their backs, basically, hanging below a branch. I've never seen one, like, up on top of a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just they do need to, like, flip themselves downward or something.
And they're too weak to just hold on with the
yeah.
hands.
Do we have any videos of sloths? We need to see the body mechanics. We need to see how it all works together. Is there anything else, Liam?
No. That's a mystery.
It's,
what are they risking their lives to poop?
All
right, careful, guys.
Let's start an organization where we invest in a squatty potty for every sloth.
Hanging in the branches?
Yeah,
squatty
an inverted squatty potty. We'll figure it out. We'll put it in a press. I have no doubt we can come up with that. Maybe that it's not a sloth. It's not like what we think of as an evolved animal. It's some remnant of a human culture that got cursed or something. Like, and they poop on the ground just as part of their curse.
Like, they've been doing it since they were humans. They're just going to keep on doing it now that they're sloths.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, some culture went too fast for its own good. It was all Fast and the Furious.
Maybe it's just, like, etiquette, you know? Like, maybe one sloth shit in the trees and everybody looked at him like, seriously?
Oh, come on, Carl. The ground is right there.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Oh, God. We're gonna climb that tree later. Hey, you know that?
Hey, Dave, let's go to the shit tree. I usually
go to the shit tree by myself.
No, not the shit. We could like be in the branches of it. Just above the shit.
Why would you want to do that?
Nobody'll be there.
They were killed by a jaguar.
Aww. Those poor teenage swans.
I'm glad we as humans don't get our news and information from piss and shit.
Read all about it. Oh, Lord. tell us what you think. Why do sloths come all the way into the ground when they could just easily drop a deuce in a tree?
Have you ever dropped a deuce in a tree? Was it easy? Difficult? Tell us about it.
I do remember the twins who lived up the street from me sleeping in a tree one time. They like took their pillows up there and like got themselves comfy in the branches. It was strange. We always thought they were aliens growing up. Anyway.
Next time, the mystery of the twins.
Yeah. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Tristan.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Peace.